All right, we'll open it up for questions for Nate Solder.
Nate, where were you when you got the call?
In my bed and breakfast in Leadville, Colorado.
Were you surprised?
I was sitting there hoping and praying that they picked me because, it's such a great organization.
How much contact did you have with them?
Fairly limited contact.
Did you come up here for a visit or?
No, I never came up for a visit.
Nate, can you explain how that unfolded? Because I think you were scheduled to do so, and then it got canceled.
I don't know exactly what happened. I was scheduled to visit. The minute before I left, it was canceled. So that's all I know.
So it was actually you were on your way to the airport, and then you turned back, or is that
no,
right?
No, it was the day before I was going to go. They canceled.
What was going through your mind as that was happening?
There's been so many question marks going through my mind this whole process that I didn't even think anything of it.
Did that happen with other teams, Nate?
No, it did not.
Did they come out to visit you at all, Nate?
Yes, they did.
When did that happen?
Monday.
Nate, how'd you miss two snaps? What happened?
How did I do what?
You missed two snaps in 3 years. What happened?
Yeah. I think that was the end of game situation. I think one of the backups was in there just to kneel the ball.
what did you say when he came out to say you were going out?
I don't know. It's funny when they told me that I missed two snaps. I had to think about what the heck happened because I don't remember missing those two snaps.
How much of a point of pride is that for you? That durability.
Well, I'm extremely proud of my play and things, but it's a lot of hard work too. And sometimes you don't control when freak things happen. So I've been blessed as well.
Nate, are you comfortable playing on either side? I know you're a converted tight end. Have you played both sides of the offensive line of tackle yet?
I've never played the right side. I've always played left tackle.
You mentioned on Monday the Patriots came out. Who was it that came out to see you?
Coach Dante Skarnecki.
What was your impression of working with him?
He's an unbelievable coach, one of the best in the NFL, and that was completely obvious when I met with him, and I look forward to the opportunity to play with him.
The fact that they've had this offensive line success that they've had here, is that something that you say you really wanted to come here? Is that part of it?
All those guys do great, and Skarnecki's an incredible coach, and that's absolutely part of it.
What did he explain to you in terms of the Patriots system and things that you'd have to work on if the Patriots drafted you?
I have a lot to work on, and the great thing about that is I'm a coachable player, and Coach Skarnecki and Coach Belichick and the whole staff is great to play for.
Nate, how do you feel about potentially having to block for future Hall of Famer Tom Brady on his blind side?
I think Tom Brady's a great quarterback, and I think all my teammates are great players, and I'm looking forward to the privilege to play for the Patriots.
What's your opinion of watching the Patriots offense in particular in terms of games that you've just watched?
Like I said, I think it's a fantastic organization. I like the way that they're things, and I'm honored that they picked me.
What's the name of the bed and breakfast there? Give it a little plug.
Perrin's Mountain Hideaway.
Colorado. Take another run at that?
Perry and Ed's. That's my parents. Mountain Hideaway.
Okay, we'll look it up.
There's his parents. It says his parents.
Nate, can you tell us about the phone call when you found out that you were going to be going to the Patriots?
You're talking about the moment that right. My emotions that I was feeling?
Who did you talk to? What was kind of the conversation, all of that?
I talked to Coach Belichick. He was congratulatory, as well as bringing me into their organization. And I talked to Mr. Kraft as well.
Nate, is there a guy that you try and model your game after? Maybe someone who was in the league or someone who was in the league.
I just play my game, and I'm going to do what Coach Skarnecki tells me to do, and that's what I'm going to model it after.
Nate, I understand you're a hunter. You shot an elk once.
That's true, yes, I did.
Anything else? Have you shot anything else?
Have I shot anything else?
Yeah, anything other than an elk.
I shot an elk once, and I shot a deer once.
What'd you like better, the elk or the deer?
The geek?
D, yeah.
Oh, man, game meat's the best. It's funny when you go hunting, you kind of get hungry, so I enjoy both of them.
Nate, what's been the most surprising part of this whole process for you?
You know, I didn't know what to expect with this whole process. You know, how can you know? It's all been a shock and a surprise, and I'm just, you know, blessed and honored to be a part of it, I suppose.
Nate, can you talk about your transition from tight end to the offensive line and what your thoughts were when it first happened and how you've adapted?
You know, my coaches came to me and said you'd be an all right tight end, but you'd be a great tackle. And I've always wanted to be, so that's why I chose to move to tackle. You know, it's been a process. I have a lot to learn. And that's a huge reason that I'm happy that Belichick and Skarnecki are going to be coaching me.
Nate, there's video out there of you flattening, I think it's a scout, during one of your pro days. Can you talk a little bit about that? And did you get a lot of grief from your teammates, from your friends, that kind of stuff?
I don't know about grief. They thought it was pretty cool. You know, Matt Russell was a guy, the scout was named Matt Russell. He was a guy that was, he played for CU, he was a Buckus Award winner at CU, and he's around the program a lot. And so, you know, he kind of thought that was kind of comical, too.
Nate, when Coach Skarnecki came out to visit, what was that workout like, and how long was it, and what kind of impressions were you left with?
It was not really exhaustive, but like I said, you know, all the great things that I heard about him were confirmed. You know, I could just tell that he's an absolutely great coach, and I was praying, I didn't even want to put it in my mind to go there, but I'm so honored to be there.
Nate, when do you expect to arrive in Foxborough?
You know, I don't know what the travel plans are going to be. It's going to be the next few days, I'd imagine, but we'll have to see how that pans out.
Now, you also ski and kayak, so you come into an area that has a lot of that recreational stuff for you, Nate. You're kind of like a New Englander already.
Well, I'm coming to New England to play football. That's my sole focus right now.
Nate, what do you think about a potential positional battle with Matt Light and Sebastian Vollmer?
Well, you know, I have all the respect in the world for those guys, and I know this, that competition makes everyone better, so that's going to be a great opportunity.
Was that something Dante kind of imparted to you when he came out to visit, that, you know, that the Patriots are good and that there's going to be good offensive linemen, that nothing is going to be given to you, you're going to kind of have to earn it?
Well, you know, it wasn't exactly explicitly said, but that's my mentality. You know, I don't want anything given to me. I earn everything that I get.
Nate, did you have an opportunity to attend the draft in New York City?
No, I was in Leadville, Colorado.
Good.
Good,
guys. Good, guys.
Thank you, Nate.
Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.
Bye.